Thank you very much. And now we would welcome Corey Kratz to the podium. Corey is professor of anthropology and African studies at Emory University.
Thanks, Chris. I mainly want to say thank you to Chris and to Johnetta and to Mary Jo for their generosity and their work in organizing this gathering. And I want to thank everybody for coming. But I most especially want to thank you for what each one of you meant to Ivan. And for what you mean to me. And your support now at this sad time. I'm not going to offer any specific remembrance. I'm not going to try to summarize the decades that Ivan and I were together. It's just too much. And it's just too hard. This is a time for all of us to remember and to celebrate Ivan. So we want to hear from everybody. We want to hear about the impacts and the impressions that Ivan made on you, about particular Ivan moments. You can imagine that I have received hundreds of messages and cards in the last 2 months since Ivan died. There was one that I received last week that included a comment that I thought really portrayed a good part of what Ivan was, and it said, "He was so totally unique and so utterly alive. He was just so endlessly generous and warm and cranky and hilarious." The messages have come from around the world. Just this morning, I actually received a message from Ivan's former research assistant in Kenya. I've talked with him on the phone a couple of times in the last month, Stephen Amuse. And he wanted me to say something on his behalf. And he said, "We lived with him in this little known area where he carried out his research. He shared with us social movements and mixed freely with young and old. He sat on his legs to listen to Iteso narratives. Many admired him and went on to name their newborn babies after him." And he went on and he said that there was going to be an event in Amakura sometime before the end of the year to remember and honor Ivan. Ivan is missed far and wide. He's being honored in many ways. There's a number of workshops and conferences that have been dedicated to him. There's a book that's being dedicated to him. A year from now, there will be sessions at the anthropology meetings in San Francisco in his honor. And I want to mention two things that I'm trying to work on to help his work live on. I'm working with colleagues at Emory, and we hope to have some kind of online archive of Ivan's published articles so that those will be available to people. And I'm also, you received a little card. I also, I've created something called the Ivan Karp Fund, and this is going to be a way that we will continue the work that we have been doing collaborating with our colleagues in South Africa. We have to sit down and figure out exactly what this is going to be, but we're thinking it could be an annual lecture, it could be an annual workshop, it will be something, and the plans for it will be done in the way that we have done all of the programs. We'll all sit together and figure out what that is. And I was actually thinking that if I was Calvin Trillin, who is one of Ivan's favorite essayists, one day I would write a book about Ivan, like the beautiful book that Trillin wrote 5 years after the death of his wife. It's called About Alice. I've actually been rereading it, and I had given Ivan a copy of it for our anniversary a few years ago. But Ivan would be the Trillin persona in this, offering tart comments and wry observations while pursuing various noble food quests, like trying all the barbecue joints in Kansas City, which Ivan and I also did. Or, if you know Trillin's New Yorker article, seeking out the best smoked snook in Cape Town. And then unpacking all of the cultural associations and resonances and sort of, you know, language echoes associated with snook. So in Ivan's case, this would include an excursion that we made. I think it was the last time we were in D.C. with Chris and Ross and Mary Jo. Craig, were you there? I don't think you were. We all set off one day seeking the wondrous but elusive chef, Peter Chang. And we drove, we rented a car, and we drove to Charlottesville, where he had last been reported to be cooking. We didn't find him, but we had an amazing meal with people he had trained. And, oh yeah, while we're here, we should go to that museum that's got the wonderful collection of Australian Aboriginal art. So Ivan's quests were complex, both the culinary quests and the intellectual quests. They were often pursued in tandem. And they were always interesting, and they were usually fun. Ivan's spirit is still here. I know because I often feel it. But for me, and I think for all of us, there is a big hole in the universe. And I think this gathering, our gathering together here, our words, our stories, our toasts, and our remembrances, they will never fill it, but they will, I think, slowly both make it softer and keep Ivan with us.